Raining Again, a Naruto fanfiction, written by Kita, read by Josie. Raining Again. The rain beat an unsteady tempo on the tin roof, and Erica hated it with a passion. It was always raining here. Always. He shifted uncomfortably, feeling the wires pressing against his skin, adding another layer of thin, stinging cuts, another strata of blood crusting his wrists and hands. He hated the sound of the rain trickling down the roof and splashing on the ground outside, because it reminded him that he had drunk nothing for more than a day and a half. His mouth was sticky, tasting of cotton and dust. His lips chafed raw at the corners by the gag tied just a little too tightly. He glared through gummy eyelashes at the door, waiting for an opening. They thought they'd won a prize in capturing a tune-in of the Hidden Leaf. And they knew well who he was, because they had gloated within earshot that they had the perfect means to lure his notorious lover into their clutches. Too bad that they'd never have the opportunity. Finally, silence from the other side of the door advised him that his guard had likely dozed off again. Erica sighed and let all the tension out of his muscles. He didn't wince, because anticipating the pain would only make him tense up again. He spared a fleeting thought to the damage he would do to his hands before slipping into a meditative trance, slowly flexing one finger at a time. His joints popped softly as he compressed them, and soon he had enough slack to tug a hand free of the wire. The blood pouring from his freed hand, now missing large swaths of skin, made it easier to tug his other hand free with minimal damage. He tugged the gag loose and took the first unhindered breath since he'd been captured 2 days ago. He used a blade barely wider than his thumb, which they had missed in searching him, concealed as it was in the sole of his sandal, to cut the rest of the wires holding him. He used a piece of his shirt to bind his bleeding hand and grinned suddenly, wolfishly. They had underestimated him, counting on the chakra wire and the tags attached to it to keep a tune-in safely bound. Too bad they hadn't thought that a teacher might know ways of getting out of traps that required no chakra. He pried a splinter free of the chair he'd been bound to, and used it to ease the lock open with a nearly silent snick. He tensed as the sleeping guard snorted before settling back to sleep. Erica thanked his captor silently for the fact that the hinges were oiled and therefore silent as he opened the door, only far enough to slip out. He used his tiny blade to kill the guard before the man could do more than blink sleepily. He armed himself with the man's weapons and crept towards the door at the end of the hallway, when he heard a commotion. Erica had kunai already winging toward the door as it burst open to reveal a wild-eyed copy ninja, lightning flickering around one-fisted hand. An enemy nin dangled loosely from his other hand, gasping for air. For a moment, as Kakashi dodged the blades, it seemed he didn't even recognize the battered figure in front of him. But then sense crept into his cloudy blue eye, and the maddened swirling of the red Sharingan slowed. Kakashi snapped his prisoner's neck and spoke into the mic on his throat. Retrieval successful. Fall back. Clean up as soon as extraction is complete. An acknowledgement crackled back, and Kakashi grabbed Erika's wrist and tugged him along as he sped through the hallways of the enemy outpost, both ignoring the bodies and the few badly injured survivors. As soon as they were outside, a clean-up crew moved in, making sure this outpost would never trouble them again. Kakashi turned to Erica and pulled the tune-in into an embrace so tight he could barely move. Erica could feel the tremors running through the lean frame he knew so intimately, and pressed his face into the crook of Kakashi's neck, breathing the scent of his lover, and relaxing slowly. He ached all over and was still dangerously dehydrated, but he was safe. He whispered soft assurances into the masked throat of the man beside him. Kakashi would not speak, but Erika felt the subtle relaxation of wire-tight muscles as the Junin reassured himself that the man in his arms was alive. The rain, which had ceased, began anew, and Erika tipped his head back to let some of the cooling water run down his parched throat. Maybe the rain wasn't so bad. It all depended on where you were, and right now, wrapped in strong arms and free, the rain was wonderful.